Good Saturday morning. Welcome into the weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Ballpark Frank Harnish, Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, and of course our fearless leader, Big T Terrence. He's doing important stuff once again. So it will be the three of us, and we'll be joined by a guest a little bit later on, Randy Gordon. Phil will tell you all about him in a bit. But guys, a lot going on right now. You know, they used to say that there was a dead time. There is no such thing, and especially not in an Olympic year. I know I'm a big Olympic fan. I've been watching a ton of it. Also, baseball going on. We've had some other MMA fights recently. There's a lot of stuff all the time. There's never, ever a downtime anymore.
In fact, this is actually the most wonderful time of the year, if you actually think about it. And not only the Olympics, but football's here, guys. It's officially started. We have preseason. I know we talked about it last week that we were going to have a preseason game, but that didn't happen. The first time in, what was this, the fourth time in history or the
what
third
time? What a debacle that thing was.
For some paint. We missed football for paint.
How about if you were at that stadium? Did you hear all this stuff that went on there?
No, I'm sure there was freaking riots.
They informed the teams an hour and 40 minutes before the kickoff that the game wasn't going to take place. They didn't tell anybody in the stands. They still kept the clock in the stadium counting down. Ugh. So the people there would still buy concessions, buy souvenirs, and hang out.
Horrible.
They told them right before the game. Because the billion-dollar NFL needed a couple more bucks or the Hall of Fame did or whatever. No, they basically strung people along right up until it counted down to zero, and then they walked out and said, hey, sorry, we got some bad news for you.
And this couldn't have been more fitting for you. I'm sure you had the biggest smile on your face going, the year Brett Favre's in, this is what happens.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I heard about it afterwards because I didn't watch a single second.
So you stuck with it. I am boycotting this altogether.
Come on. I had no intention of watching one second of it. I didn't watch one second of it. And here's the other thing about it that no one's talking about. Was there only one person that went into the Hall of Fame this year?
No, there was not.
Because Harrison and Dungy and Kevin Green and everybody else, nobody else got any love. It was all about one guy, one overrated, egotistical piece of garbage who went into the Hall of Fame that got all the love from everybody.
Why is that? Let's think about it for a second. Because he didn't leave on great terms from every team he was at.
No, he didn't. And in all honesty, I think if you look back, most people are going to remember Brett Favre for that picture. You know, taking that picture, sending those Polaroid, you know.
Well, Jen Sturgis is going to.
A lot of people do. There's a lot of people that still talk about that. He will clearly be remembered for that, too. But you also got to remember, like, he's got so many. Brett Favre was the man. I know you're a Bears fan, and I know there's a little ill will there.
He can't even spell his own name.
Yeah, come on. Are you serious? Like, is there that much hate and disdain that you can't give any credit whatsoever?
I give him credit. He holds the record for most interceptions in the NFL history.
Absolutely. Ask a Bears fan. Of course, this is what you're going to get. Now, I know you don't miss anything. How have the Olympics been? Because we've talked about this actually 3 weeks in a row, and I tell you guys how on Friday nights I'm stuck watching this show that I'm absolutely in love with, and you guys just completely ignore me, and you're like, I don't care about no TV. Do you watch any other TV besides sports?
Do I personally?
Either one of you.
I do, actually.
I watch Criminal Minds, but that's in reruns right now, so I'm not watching anything else.
I watch a lot of the USA Network series that goes on there. So.
Okay, all right. So, and a lot of Raw. Wrestling, fighting, some football.
Sports, entertainment.
Well, so, Frank, what have your thoughts been so far on the Olympics down in Brazil? I know leading up to it, we talked about what a disaster everything was leading up to it. But now that the games are going on, what are your thoughts?
I've been impressed with a lot of it. I mean, I've watched pretty much a variety of almost everything that they've had on that I could. I'm channel surfing back and forth. I'm watching the tennis. I'm watching table tennis. I'm watching fencing the other day. I've been watching judo. I've been watching women's and men's gymnastics. I've been watching all the swimming that's happening. It's been great. I was watching badminton the other day before I came into work here. I love it. I love it all. Team handball. I mean, to me, it's a great event. Things that go on, the upsets that happen. In judo, I believe it was at the 68 kilograms. Guy ranked 29th in the world, beat the number two and number one judo guy to win a gold medal.
Ooh.
He wasn't expected to do anything. You know, I mean, it's crazy. We had the woman who's like, she's going to turn, she just turned 43 on Thursday. The day before her 43rd birthday, she won a time trial in the bike race thing. and she has beat cancer or something. I mean, she's got a great story about her. There's a lot of great stories. There's a lot of things that have been going on. I've been watching a lot of the boxing. Kid Hernandez is one of the best boxers in there. He's a young kid. So I watch a lot of it. And, of course, like I said before the game started, Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, Michael Phelps, people already knew the names that I told people to watch. They have been coming through in a big way.
Actually, it's really cool that you talked and mentioned the boxing, because later on in the show, we're going to have Randy Gordon, former boxing commissioner of New York City, former editor-in-chief of Ring Magazine. He hosts SiriusXM Friday, or Fight at the Fights with Jerry Cooney. This guy, boxing historian like no tomorrow. We'll get a lot out of him. But you mentioned judo earlier. Did you see that thing that happened with the Israeli and judoka and the Egyptian one, where the Israeli judoka won and the Egyptian guy refused to shake his hand?
Yes.
And he just got booed out of the arena. But, I mean, like, the Olympics is not the time for that. The Olympics
is
you would think that would, you know what, this is a time for the, you know, I don't want to say peace, but just, like, let's just see compete. And if the better man wins, the better man wins.
Well, the Olympic spirit is supposed to be the spirit of the games, but maybe somebody also needs to tell it to Hope Solo.
Okay, wait.
We really need to speak about her.
We're getting into the ugly of the Olympics again. Yeah.
No, we do need to speak about that, because she's representing not just herself and her teammates. She's representing this entire country. And a lot of people on this soil didn't like the fact that she was going over and representing.
Yep.
They thought, even though there wasn't a really, I mean, she's by far the best goalie that the women's team has and has been for years and years. There was talk about not letting her represent beforehand, even though it was going to be a downgrade in the net. And after the loss to Sweden from a woman who used to be the USA's coach, saying that because they got the 1-0 lead and then they sat on it, they were a bunch of cowards and the best team didn't win and they're not going to go very deep in the tournament. It's absolutely against the Olympic spirit. It's not even being an adult whatsoever. Oh, and by the way, I guess Dean Smith in the four-corner offense, he was a coward. I guess Princeton, with all the years when they beat UCLA in that, they were cowards. We see it all the time. If you've got a lead in sports and you don't have the talent, and they were smart enough to know they didn't have the talent, they said, come and beat us. The U.S. women didn't get it done.
What was that saying? You play to win the game.
Exactly. And I love what the coach of Sweden said as well. She said, it's okay to be a coward if you win.
Yeah, she also made another comment saying, I'm staying in Rio and you're going home.
Yeah, Hope is going home.
Now, this is the first time that the women's soccer team is going home this early, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
This is big.
And the Brazil men almost were in the same boat. I mean, they were in a situation where they almost got eliminated, but then they absolutely just exploded and beat Denmark 4-0. And so,
actually, I got to ask you, what the heck is going on with the men's basketball team? I mean, basketball. First off, since men's professional basketball players have been able to play in the Olympics, I've hated it. I always have. You're getting just absolute dominant performances for years on end. I mean, so the other day, one of the spreads was like 49 points. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But think of this too, Phil, because I've talked to some of the sportsbook directors out there. They were 45-point favorites against Australia. They almost lost that game. So the people, the betting public, the smart guys, they've actually been hammering the other team. The sportsbooks are actually losing money on booking these Team USA games.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about, is for years it was always that big of a differential. Now, I mean, we've almost lost two games in a row.
Well, yeah, Australia gave us everything they wanted. If it wasn't for Carmelo Anthony and Kyrie Irving, who I believe scored like 26 of the last 28 points or something for them, Melo was absolutely incredible in that game, and then Irving came to life. They're the ones that saved that game. But again, Australia's got five NBA players. They're not the all-stars like that. And think about this. Kyrie Irving could have played for Team Australia. Mm-hmm. Coach K talked him into playing for Team USA. If he's wearing the other team's jersey, they might have upset us. You mentioned the game against Serbia the other night. Serbia had a three-pointer where they could have tied it at the end of the game. Serbia upset Spain in the start of this when they blocked the shot by Pau Gasol at the end. So there's been some pretty intriguing basketball games. How about if you bet them to win the gold? They were 1-20 to win the gold medal before the tournament started, the men's and women's team both. If you bet Field or somebody else, I guarantee those odds have come down since.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And it's the defense is there. There just doesn't seem to be any offense. It's just weird. It really is. I mean, I'm not watching the games as much as I have. There is one thing that I have clearly been paying attention to, and that is Michael Phelps. And let's just say it right now. Can we talk about how amazing what Michael Phelps is doing is?
Well,
it's unheard of.
He's got to be the greatest Olympian of
There's
all
no
time.
There's no doubt. Wait, but you need to understand something. This is his fifth Olympics. His fifth Olympics performing still at the top of his game against the best athletes in the world. He's been doing this for 20 years. Armando has daughters that aren't, I mean, she's 18 years old. The only thing she knows is Michael Phelps as an Olympian.
Well, and remember,
she knows nothing else.
Remember another thing about this. One of the big reasons Michael Phelps came back was because he was disappointed in his 2012 Olympic performance when he didn't feel he lived up to par, said he was living life a little bit too grandiose, going out and partying and having a good time. In 2012, he won 4 gold medals.
I know, right? And that's what he was doing bad.
How would you like to be in a situation where you didn't give it your all because you were living life too high and you still won 4 gold medals? And I believe he threw a silver in there as well. Yeah, I know I'm still the best in the world far and away, but, you know, it wasn't that good of a performance. So I'm going to bust my butt. I'm going to get married, have a kid, grow up a little bit, and then come back and go out in a real good way.
And he wasn't happy breaking Mark Spitz's record. That didn't.
And I didn't think anyone would.
How is it that you're not happy? Didn't he do it in 2012? I mean, he beat. And then all of a sudden, it's like...
The man has 22 gold medals.
Ugh.
If he's playing blackjack, he busted on golds.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well said.
And that right there is such an outstanding accomplishment. It really is. And there are people out there, and it drives me crazy when you have people like, yeah, but it's swimming. Do you understand how hard competitive swimming is? I don't think people really understand. I got a quick story for you. Years ago, I was dating this girl. We went away on a vacation. We were at a hotel pool. I'm in the water. I'm doing it. Granted, I was a competitive swimmer growing up. And I get out, start drying off, and she dives into the pool. And next thing you know, I dive in right after her. And I grab her. She's like, what are you doing? It's like, you look like you were drowning. No, I was swimming. No, you were surviving. That's what that was. That's surviving. Most people have no idea how to swim. They know how to survive. There's a big difference. And for people to sit there and say, like, discredit or say that what Michael Phelps is not doing is not a feat of greatness, you're crazy.
Well, and just to accentuate that point even more, the other night when he lost the, I believe it was the, was it the 4x100 meter medley? When he won that race. And then about a half an hour later, had to go in a qualifying heap to try to make it in the 100 butterfly right after it. Now, a half an hour is no time, as you know, as a competitive swimmer. Your lactose is still built up. And they were saying it's like he ain't going to be able to do it. There's no way. And he was eighth at the turn in the qualifying heat.
That
in
was
the semifinal.
A hell of a turn. That was a hell of a
turn. He comes around and he gets second in that. Just to make it so that he could go to the final, he did something literally superhuman. Of all the golds and everything else he won, that might have been the race that impressed me more than anything else. Because there is no way in hell against the best swimmers on the planet that he should have been able to qualify under those conditions. And he still got second in that heat, coming off eighth on the turn. The guy is amazing. Yeah. He's the most incredible Olympian maybe of all time.
All time, no doubt.
What he's done. And again, on that same note, have to give love to Katie Ledecky, who broke a world record. The only time she breaks world records, she's breaking her own because she holds everything out there.
Yes.
And also Simone Manuel, the first African-American girl ever to win a gold medal, tied with the 16-year-old from Canada.
Absolutely. And what I have to say about that is it's shame on, you know, NBC for not showing that, you know, medal presentation live.
See,
and there are a lot of people, and that's another reason that I'm not really into the Olympics this year, because I know the results before the TV, they come on TV out here. I mean, it's 2016. I think we could get past this tape delay stuff. See, we don't need that.
We're in a little bit of different camps on that one there. And again, I agree with you. NBC, the network station, all the other stations are all showing everything live. NBC Network shows it on tape delay, but they show everything on tape delay. The women's gymnastics, they didn't show their medal ceremony for the team until they were all sitting in the studio like 10 hours after it happened. So they're not showing any of that kind of stuff live. I understand it's historical. I understand it's the first black girl to win a gold medal in swimming, but they're trying to keep their corporate sponsors happy, and they kept on teasing, stay tuned for the medal ceremony. I agree with you. It should have been live because of the momentous thing, but The precedent has been set. They haven't shown any of the medal ceremonies live, so they didn't make an exception there. They probably should have, but
yes.
I'm not as hard on them as a lot of people are.
And there are a lot of people. Hell,
oh, yes,
ratings are down this year. You know, it's still time will tell how the official, how everything will end, but ratings are down this year. And, of course, that does have to do with people. We do have cord cutters out there. There are streamings. And there are people like me, too, who just, I'm just not watching it this year. Just watching certain things, but I'm not that invested this year.
Part of it, frankly, too, is the most popular sports, like the swimming and women's gymnastics and that, some of the beach volleyball. Kerry Walsh-Jennings is doing incredible with Ross, you know, trying to win. Misty May retired after the 2012 Olympics. But part of the reason, too, is quite honestly, because they go till midnight. Even on the tape delay thing, they show them, and then they tease you, too, if you're into women's gymnastics. They showed the first two events of the all-around, then they went to swimming. Then you had to wait 2 hours before they showed the final two events. People have to get up and work in the morning. When it goes till midnight, that's too late for a lot of people, and some people are just saying, you know what, the hell with it. Like you said, I'm going to see it on SportsCenter. I'm going to see it here and there. You're going to show it in the morning on the Today Show or something. I don't need to see it live because it isn't live anyway.
That's where I've caught most of my stuff is the Today Show. Or
ESPN.
You know, ESPN, absolutely. It's always on delay.
Yeah, I've caught a bunch of it live. I will continue to watch it live, and I cannot wait for track and field to start.
Yeah.
Is Usain Bolt still the fastest man in the world? Will Vashti Cunningham, Randall's little girl, win a medal for the United States, the first 18-year-old ever to compete in the high jump? Is Ashton Eaton still the best? Will he break his own world record in the decathlon?
Ooh.
Stay tuned. Thanks. Lots more coming. Allison Felix. I mean, I just love it.
The enthusiasm, man. I love it. You need to be announcing for the Olympics.
It's the world's greatest spectacle. I went to the Olympics in 84. That's right. That's how old I am. Went to the Olympics in 84. Probably the best 2 weeks of my life. Absolutely incredible. It's the best athletes in the world going at it. I just wish there was MMA in the Olympics.
Oh, that would be nice.
Maybe. You know what? We are seeing a push towards millennials, possibly. You know, you've seen it with the X Games, with the Winter Games. Maybe we see it something in the Summer Games. I don't know.
We know baseball and softball are coming back.
Yeah.
They're coming back in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
It's about time they did that.
I guess we will step aside.
Yeah, I mean, I want to talk a little NFL. I also want to get Randy on, so we got to do a little things. We've actually talked way more about the Olympics than I wanted to. So, yeah, let's take a quick break.
Which is okay.
All right, we'll step aside right now, and thank God, no SummerSlam talk. I thought sure something was going to come your way.
we'll talk about Raw later.
It's coming.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I had to open up that Pandora's box, didn't I? It is the weekend kickoff here. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Three locations and a forthcoming November 1st at the Fashion Show Mall. Stick around. We'll talk a little football next.